Good morning, lovely, beautiful party people. What the heck is going on? It is Melly Moo back and better than ever. Y'all already know the vibes. It is Melevate up in the facility. Put your boots on. We about to go on a fun hike. Man, I am back better than ever. It has been several months. I have been MIA on the move, like the lease is up. Better believe it though, I'm back. I'm locked in. I'm ready to deliver this fun message. Hoo-wee! We have been moving and grooving through back to school season. There's been a lot of success going on in my store, personally, professionally, a lot of success, a lot of changes, and just really hitting a different level with my mental these past couple months in a positive way. So I am here to just deliver this episode, and truly I just want to say thank you to people that have been listening in to the podcast, even with me being off the radar from Melevate for the past several months. But you guys have kept this party bus moving, and I can't thank you enough. I'm really excited to be back. So thank you for tapping in today. I hope all is going well in your life, all is going well in your soul, all is going well with your job, your life, everything in between. I'm grateful for you. I'm grateful for anybody that's tapped in. So let's just go ahead and jump this bad baby off. This episode is called You Versus You. This is really truly been my mindset all year of 2024. It's been me versus me. I started off the year with doing 75 hard and had to really look myself in the mirror and really just change everything about myself for myself. And I had to understand and know that it's always been me versus me. What I'm doing right now has nothing to do with nobody except myself. Everything that I'm doing behind the scenes, in front of the camera, whatever it is, it's to do it for myself. And then in turn, use my testimony and everything that I went through along the way to inspire people, because we can't take none of this stuff with us. And our purpose on this earth is to make an impact and to truly help people along the way. So I just think that there is nothing better than just sharing some of the things that I've gone through this year and those moments where I had to look myself in the mirror and just really just say, man, like, what am I learning about these setbacks that I'm going through? Like, what am I learning about myself in these moments that I'm going to be able to share later on down the line? Like, we can't keep making all of these challenges and stuff that we go through and truly just internalizing them and making them about us. No, like, yes, everything that you're going through in that moment, it is you versus you, but everything that you're going through, you can use that as a testimony. You can turn your mess into a message. There's so much that we can share from what we've gone through, but really this whole year has been about me versus me. And I just really just want to say that even when you don't feel like you're making progress, or even when you're not seeing immediate results and stuff like that, there's still things that are going on behind the scenes, and you just have to trust yourself and trust the process and trust that every small accomplishment moves you forward in the right direction, and truly just being connected to your spiritual energy, and that just brings out so much purpose through unexpected means. And I just really want to break down today just 6 different things that you can do to really just tap into your spiritual energy, into your frequency, and just different things that you can be doing to really focus on yourself and really finding clarity in the chaos and really just getting yourself back on track. And I am excited to go through these 6 different steps. So y'all already know the vibes. We got the notebook check. We got the nail check. Ain't nothing changed, baby. We locked in, baby. Look out, baby. Melly Moo is coming through, baby. I really have missed being on this podcast, running my mouth, okay? My nails, I got a fresh set today. They are locked in and they're ready. The diamonds are diamonding. I got the butterflies, the jewels hanging to the flow. Don't play with it. couple different questions I want you to either write down or just remember or ask yourself at some point or another. But are you happy with where you're at currently? Like, are you vibing with the moment? Are you vibing with where you're at with your job, your relationship, whatever the case is? A lot of this is going to go back to my business, and a lot of this is going to go back to my job. So if this doesn't, you feel like this doesn't apply to your vibe or anything like that, listen through to the whole thing and figure out a way that maybe it can make sense for you. But are you happy with where you're at and where you're currently at with whatever it is that you're dealing with? Are you wanting more? Are you wanting that promotion? Are you wanting to level up? Are you wanting more just period with where you're at? Do you want to reach a different level personally, professionally? What are the conversations that you're having with yourself? What are you saying out loud? And how aware are you of the words that you're speaking? Or do you have a deep down belief that you can't? Now, a couple different examples of what we're about to kind of go into. Now, conversations that you're having with yourself. Are you like wanting more out of your job, or wanting, let's just say that you're an entrepreneur and there's a certain number that you're going up against from last year, and you're looking at the numbers right now in this moment and you're like, man, there's no way we can do that. There ain't no way. Like, man, I'm just going to do what I can and throw the towel in. Okay, well, you're not going to get the results that you want. Or maybe you're sitting there saying like, man, like, I'm just stupid. Like, there ain't no way, like, this and that and the fourth. Or maybe you're just like jokingly saying these things out loud, but you have to be careful because the power of the tongue is everything. You have to believe that you can before you even make it happen. And that just kind of leads me into number one. Is just speaking life. Like, how do we get there? How do we get to this point of just believing in what we want to become or what we want to accomplish? And you have to speak life. You have to remember that the mind and mouth connection. Everything that you speak out loud can come to fruition, but you have to believe it. But also, if you're sitting there saying it's never going to happen, baby, you better believe that ain't going to happen. Like, you have to choose your words very carefully. You have to have an intentional effort every single time that you open your mouth. And really, you will see over time the ability that you have to rewire your thought patterns and overall your mental well-being. But it takes practice daily. That negative self-talk, it just activates the body's stress response, and it also just attracts more negative folks in your life and more negative experiences. You have to aim to be kind and compassionate with yourself, because you're stuck with you at the end of the day. Like, if I'm walking around saying like, okay, so like, legit, last year I took over this new location. For me, it was new. And to be very transparent, you know, for the past 4 years and some change, I was used to winning. Like, you know, yeah, we had a year where we dropped and this and that and the fourth, but COVID happened. And then, you know, we were kind of getting back on track and all of that. Well, I took over this other new location and we fell over $500,000 last year. Over $500,000. Baby, I had to look myself in the mirror. I'll tell you what, every single day I had to wake up and remind myself, Mel, you can do hard things. You can do hard things. You might not be seeing the results immediately, but you can do hard things. And I truly had to go in every single day, and maybe I cried the night before or that after I got off at 6 o'clock and sat in my car and I was like, man, we fell another $2,000 today. We, you know, like, golly, but we had to keep showing up. We had to keep going hard in the paint, no matter what our results were in that moment. But I had to choose my words carefully. I had to choose the positive thinking. You have a choice that you can make. You can either bury yourself into the ground and shoot your self-confidence and your self-esteem and your vibration and treat other people poorly because your circumstances aren't where you want it and your results aren't where you want it, or you can change your attitude and have that attitude of gratitude and start to attract abundance and start to attract good people that are going to help you get to be to where you want to be eventually. But it's not going to happen overnight. And to be in this type of field of work, to be an entrepreneur, or to be in any kind of business or anything of that nature, you have to truly learn to be patient. You have to learn, man, like, you know what? Anything that's worth having is going to be an investment. It's going to take time, intentional efforts. You have to speak life daily. You have to be careful with the things that you say to yourself in order to attract abundance and to reach that next level. The second thing is just to write down what you want to accomplish. Like, people might think you're crazy or you're delusional. Be delusional. Look crazy to the world. It don't matter. It don't matter because these folks don't see what you're doing behind the scenes. These folks don't understand that, you know what, they might be looking at you like you're crazy, or the people that have made it happen will look at you and be like, hell yeah. Hell yeah. Speak life, baby. Talk your talk and walk your walk, because guess what? When you write down those things, I'm going to give y'all an example. I got my business report written down, or I got my business report from my store printed off right in front of me, and it is our year to date, our business builders. And I will never forget, I'm looking at the month of May right here. I was standing with one of my leaders, Diana, and I looked at her and I said, it was the end of April, and I said, Diana, for Buckle Card, so that's one, that's our in-store rewards card. You know, it is, we try to get our guests to sign up for one. You know, it is definitely designed to build longevity with the guest. And I mean, anybody that gets a Buckle Card, they're going to come shop you first. So it's really, truly such a good business decision. And we're also looking out for our guests too, because they're going to get double the rewards, all the things, so many great perks out of it. But we were going up against, for the month of May, we were going up against 28 Buckle Cards. And I looked at her and I said, what should we go for? And we decided that we wanted to go for 100. And it was a very crazy jump, and a lot of people could look at it like, that's not realistic, like when you're only going up against 28 Buckle Cards, you know, chances are you probably won't get 100. Okay, well, here's why I'm bringing that up. In other people's eyes, we could look delusional, but we were committed to setting a quote-unquote unrealistic goal, because when you set your goals high, like, I understand both sides of the coin. Like, when you want to set a goal or, you know, something that's realistic, cool. Like, that works for some people. But for me, and the way that I operate, I always have to go high, because I want to know that we shot super high. Because when you shoot really high, when you fall a little bit under that result, falling a little bit under that super high number, is probably going to be a little bit higher than that realistic goal that you shot. So either way, you're still doing more than you probably would have done when you set that realistic goal. And that's just how I operate. I don't expect everybody to move that way, but we shot for 100. Well, guess what? We ended at 82 for the month of May, going up against 28. So We wrote that down. We spoke life to it. You know, we did all the things, but these higher goals will only make you subconsciously work harder, and you will make every effort and beyond to reach those new heights. It's the power of manifestation backed with actions, and you better watch that shit unfold. We're going 20 times harder because we set our goal higher. Everyone else is looking at you like, oh, you're delusional, oh, you're crazy, this and that and the fourth. No, like, we shoot ourselves higher so we can land among the stars, and we can be even more than what we sought out to be in the first place. And there has been a couple times in these past couple weeks, for example, at the end of July, we were coming up on our district choosing two teams of the month. And this past year, 2024, every single month we were down. February we were down, March we were down, April we were down, May we were down, June we were down. In July, we actually grew. It was the first month that we grew, and man, did we skyrocket and go sideways. Everything was growth, okay? And I just had a deep down belief that we deserved team of the month. We deserved it. And not even just because of the numbers that we did, but I just felt like we were moving and operating at a different frequency than we ever have. We were connected as a team more than ever. And the vibes and the energy that we were putting out were just so undeniably special. And I just sensed that we deserved that. And I don't always say that, oh yeah, we're going to get team of the month. Oh yeah. But there was just something in me that felt like there was no way that we couldn't. And I looked at my team and I said, guys, we're going to get team of the month. We're going to get team of the month. And they're going to announce it on that Monday conference call. So typically we do our leader development meetings on Tuesdays or Wednesdays, depending on what works for my team. But that Monday, I scheduled my leaders, and I had a bag of confetti sitting next to our iPad, so that way when they announced that we got Team of the Month, we were going to throw the confetti in the air. So I had written it down. I wrote down that Store 332 was going to get Team of the Month for the month of July, and I was sitting next to my leaders as they were sharing the two teams of the month, and they announced that we got team of the month, and we took it off mute. We threw the confetti in the air. We celebrated, and it was just such a special moment. But when all was said and done, and you know, we got off the call, we all just looked at each other and had a moment. And I said, man, guys, like, this is what happens when we speak life. Like that energy is just going to find you. That energy is going to, you're going to get rewarded, but you have to believe it. You have to believe that it is yours. And it's easier said than done, but you're not going to get those blessings or end up where you want to be or get those rewards when you don't believe that you're worthy of it. But we believed it. We put that energy out. The girls were super hyped and excited, and they had a feeling that we were going to get it too, and that there was no way around it. And we got it. And we just looked back at our notes, or my notes in my phone, and where I had typed that in. But when, again, like, when you believe that that's what you are going to get, or if you type down in your notes, like, I want to lose X amount of pounds, or I want to get the promotion here, or I'm going to get this new car, whatever the case is, you can get it, because you're subconsciously are going to be working towards that goal. Every effort that you put in, every move that you make, every action that you take is only going to help you add layers to getting to that goal that you want to accomplish. But if you're self-sabotaging yourself and saying, man, there's no way that we can get team of the month, like, there's all these other people out here that are doing well and that are getting all these results and this and that and the fourth, yada 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 yada, then you're not going to be working overtime and doing all the things and putting out the energy and that deserving energy. You're going to be too busy lacking on a lot of areas because you have already subconsciously backed that up, and now you're not going to be reaching for the stars. You're going to be doing just what needs to be, just what you need to do to get by, and that's not going to attract abundance. So my biggest thing, you know, with writing it down is, as you write it down, believe that you're worthy of it, even if it feels crazy, even if it feels like, man, we are nowhere near that, but guess what? We're gonna manifest that this can be done. So you have to believe that you are worthy of the things that you want, and back that manifestation up with action. Don't just talk the talk. You got to walk the walk and say it with your chest and mean it and affirm it every single day you wake up, whether it means rewriting it down every single day. Get an affirmation journal, get affirmation cards, and speak life to yourself. Say that I am deserving of X, Y, and Z. I am deserving of this. I am going to attract abundance. I want to make this amount of money. Okay, so what actions are you doing to get that raise? What are you doing behind the scenes that maybe no one is actually seeing, but you're putting in that work and it's building your character and your leadership just to get you to a different level? The third thing is just to be surrounded by that by those who add positive energy in your life, who make you better, who you look up to, who are goal-oriented. Those people, you know, what they say, my mama always said this, but birds of a feather flock together. You are the five people that you hang out with. And if you don't have those people in your life, just find comfort in your own company and shine anyways. And every ounce of positive energy will always double back to you. When you keep putting the energy out and those vibes out, it will find you eventually. Everything in this world is made up of energy. Everything is made up of energy. Everything that you put out, it will find its way back to you. But you just got to believe that when you are your authentic, true self, those people will find you. Because if you're watering yourself down, pretending to be somebody that you're not, your tribe is never going to find you because you're too busy putting on this front and being this person that you aren't. So how are the right people supposed to find you when you're diluting, watering down yourself, diluting who you are? Like, be loud and proud about who you are. Talk what you want to say, you know, be the person that you feel that you need to be inside, and don't put your fire out just because you're afraid that people won't understand you, because the right people will, and they will find you as long as you are authentic and genuine with every move you make. But if you're sitting there surrounding yourself with all these negative people that are bringing you down, mad about the world, talking about other folks, did you hear about what so-and-so did? Oh, yeah, like, talking about all this craziness, worried about what so-and-so's doing, talking about that, talking about this. Baby, that ain't gonna do nothing for you. That's just gonna dim down your frequency. Your energy levels are gonna be depleted. People, like, it's gonna put you in this sarcastic, you know, just weird, selfish vibe, like putting out and spewing all this bad energy, and you expect that good energy to come back to you? Like, if you're surrounded by folks that are too busy worried about what everybody else is doing, and they're not adding fruit to your basket or building you up, and maybe you're doing that for them, but they're not doing it for you, or maybe they're doing it for you and you're not doing it for them, time to evaluate yourself, or time to evaluate the folks that you're with. Maybe you need to do a little separation. Maybe it's time for you to do a little self-care, intensive self-care, and do some reading or listen to some podcasts, or do some prayer, you know, go on a walk, go to the gym, whatever it is that you need to do to get back in alignment with yourself, to be a more fulfilling frequency to be around, or energized person to be around. But you don't need to be spending your time with people that bring you down, people that are too busy talking about other people. You need to be around people that want to add to your cup and that don't drain you, because y'all can bounce ideas off of each other, learn from each other. And people that are goal-oriented, you're going to be inspired and motivated by what that other person is doing. And really, truly, you got to release the dark to live in the light. And I also, it kind of just brings me into number four is to be proud of yourself even when you don't get that recognition. So maybe you have these people in your life, or maybe, you know, your bosses or whatever it is. Maybe you haven't gotten the recognition from people. Maybe you've been putting in all those hours, all this time, putting in all this effort, going to the gym and all of that, and no one's even said anything. You've been seeing results in your store, or you've been seeing results in your personal performance or whatever it is, and no one has applauded you. No one has told you good job or anything like that. Guess what? You don't need that. You don't need it at the end of the day. And the more that you don't get it, the more that you're going to learn to be self-sufficient and satisfied with your work, because you know at the end of the day that you have continued to progress and continued to see success even without people patting you on the back. You don't need that at the end of the day. You know, yes, at the end of the day, people need people and all of that, but I truly believe that sometimes when people don't recognize my efforts and stuff like that, it truly motivates me to just keep going harder. And it builds my self-confidence, because I know, like, man, like, I'm out here doing this and I don't even need a pat on the back right now. I don't need that validation from other people. Your time will come. What happens in the dark will always come to light, and people are going to see it. People are going to see it months in, a year in, weeks in, whatever it looks like. you are going to, people are going to start seeing, and when you were the underdog, when you were the people that people didn't believe in or didn't think it was possible or whatever the case is, eventually people are going to start asking questions. They're going to give you your flowers later on down the road. But I think a really big part of this is just accepting that there's going to be strangers that support you and clap for you quicker than your closest friends or quicker than, you know, your bosses or people that you see every single day. Like, sometimes those strangers are the people that God or the universe sent you in that moment in time, just as a reminder of, like, man, you are doing a great job. But sometimes your closest people aren't going to say it, and you got to learn to be okay with that and accept that and be your biggest hype man and be your biggest cheerleader, because at the end of the day, it's you versus you. So how in tune are you with yourself, and how much validation do you need from the outside world, or do you find enough in yourself, and when you look in the mirror, you know the work that you've been doing, and you can just be proud of yourself because you know that you've been putting in that work, and you don't even need an applause right now, but it's going to catch up, and people are going to see it eventually, so you better believe your flowers are going to be in a large, tall vase with fresh water, okay? And the real truth is, and I don't want to ever think this, but it's just the way that the world works and the way that people operate. Sometimes your closest friend that you later find out isn't your friend, or sometimes the people that are rooting for you or once were rooting for you are the people that are secretly waiting on your downfall. And that is fleshly activity, and they need to go light some candles and do some intense yoga and maybe take a nice bubble bath and really clear out some of the toxins in their household. I don't know what's going on with them, but a lot of the times when people aren't clapping for you and doing all this and giving you recognition that you don't, at the end of the day, need, it has more to do with them than it does to do with you. People only project how they feel about themselves. So be that person for other people. Like, when you see somebody's doing great and stuff like that, tell them that. Speak on that. People don't know how you feel until you speak it. And again, that energy is going to find you again. And don't do stuff with the intent of hoping to receive it back, because that's where you're going to get, you know, real, real upset, because you can't expect to root people on and you know, them do it right back to you. No, you got to do things just out of the intent of just being a good person, being a blessing to other people. And the universe and God will reward you and double back times five, okay? Like, whether it be a blessing from a stranger, that new teammate that you have, that new best friend that you meet at the pool, that person that you meet in the Starbucks line, whatever that looks like, you will always be in perfect harmony and alignment. But you've just got to continue to put that energy out and not let the coldness of the world get you down. You're not always going to get your recognition in that moment, but again, over time you will. And it doesn't matter who sees it, whatever. What matters is how you feel at the end of the day, and that you feel proud of the work that you've done, and that you feel proud of everything that you're doing at that moment in time, and understand and know that it's going to double back and come find you again. Number five is accept the fact that shit with longevity doesn't happen overnight. So maybe you're not super pumped about the results that you're getting with wherever you're at in life. Like, maybe, you know, you've been on that diet, or maybe you think that doing this, that changing your eating for 3 weeks, you're going to get results. No, like, or maybe you completely cut everything out and then you drop a ton of weight and then you start eating again. Like, the stuff with longevity, like, in order to keep off weight, you've got to do something that can be realistic, whether it means like eating. Like, right now, I'm still eating the same thing that I ate every day during 75 Hard, and I changed it up because I actually did carbs this time. Last time I did 75 Hard, I didn't eat, like, any carbs. It wasn't realistic. I dropped a lot of weight, but then I packed it on quick. And in order for me to get a realistic outcome this past time and to have that longevity with my body, with keeping the weight off, I had to do something different, and it was about incorporating carbs this time and doing something that I knew I was going to do once I got done with 75 hard. And I've kept the weight off. I've maintained 130 to 135 even after doing 75 hard, and it's been amazing to really incorporate that. But even, like, let's just say, like, with business, for example, I mean, just giving an example, like we talked about earlier, getting my guests and encouraging them to get the Buckle Rewards cards. You know, we might have lost a ton of business last year, but we're rebuilding it by getting our guests and encouraging our guests to get our in-store rewards card, because guess what? That guest is going to come back and shop us most often, and they might not have shopped. Maybe they had come in a time or two before, but that's going to plant the seed of that reoccurring business. And so we're not going to immediately see that half a million come back in 2 months. I mean, maybe we could. I don't know. The Chiefs football team can get dropped off in front of our store for all I know and buy out the whole store. You just never know. Speaking of manifestation, listen, universe, I hope you heard me, because that would be nice. But you've got to learn to stay positive and understand that things that can happen, like longevity of that business coming back around, is going to take seasons of just investment. It's going to take planting that seed and watering it and watching us do Buckle cards. February up against 10, did 52. March up against 18, we did 76. Up against 37 in April, did 73. May up against 28, we did 82. June up against 10, did 51. July up against 17, we did 60. Right now on the month, I believe we're at, I think we were going up against 43, and we're already at 58, and we still got the rest of this week and next week. But we're doing the things that we need to do right now for that business to find us again. And it's slow progression, but you can't expect it to happen overnight. But when you're in this transition of changing who you are and changing your mindset, you have to understand and know you're not going to see results immediately. Like, at least results that are going to be realistic for the future, that is going to create longevity. And you might have somebody come into town for a concert and your business booms for that week, but what about next year? Like when everyone else that had that person come to town, you know, their business spiked and they were up and you were down on yourself because everyone else was up except for you, but then you were planting the seeds of getting Buckle cards and stuff like that. Well, guess what? When that artist or something isn't in town, and maybe those people might drop business, or, you know, maybe they don't, I don't know, whatever the case is, you get what I mean. You're gonna see that business come back around because you've planted the seeds. But you got to accept the fact that this kind of stuff doesn't happen overnight. Everything that you want to accomplish, the body that you want to accomplish, the business that you want to accomplish, everything that you're doing behind the scenes, all the seeds that you're planting, all the time that you're taking to study your craft, to build yourself behind the scenes, to change your mindset, the books that you read, the podcasts that you listen to, the numbers that you look at, and the plans that you create, the meetings that you come up with, the investment time that you put into your people, into your coworkers, into the people around you, into developing those around you, it's going to find its way back to you, and you're going to start seeing your numbers come back. You're going to start seeing the results that you want actually come to fruition, but you have to be patient and understand that it's going to take time. And the last thing, when it comes to you versus you, me versus me, whatever the case is, the comparison has just got to stop. Like we talked about earlier, you got to learn from those doing better than you. Ask questions. Praise those around you. Don't be envious. Celebrate other people's success without the expectation of anything in return. And know that negative energy lowers your frequency and it causes blockage of your ability to create and perform. So stop comparing yourself. What somebody else is doing right now, they don't have nothing to do with you. ask questions and learn from them. But everybody's going through their own type of stuff. Everybody has their own levels of success. Or if you're envious because your friend is doing quote-unquote better than you in life, or their business is doing well, or maybe they lost that weight, or maybe they got their dream job, their dream car. Do you know what it took for them to get that? Do you really know what it took for them to get that, or what they were going through 6 months ago to get that, or what they've been doing behind the scenes that they choose not to talk about? Or maybe you didn't slow down enough to ask questions. Like, you got to stop comparing your success to other people. You don't know what it took for that person to get that. And for example, maybe let's say looking back in May when someone else got Team of the Month, instead of hating on from the other side of the club when we couldn't even get in, but when somebody else got Team of the Month, you know what we did? We took ourselves off mute and we clapped for those people. We were excited for those people. We put out the good energy for those people. Okay, like, why are we going to spend time hating on other people that are going to be, that are doing successful things and that are doing great? Like, that's not going to do nothing for you if you're spewing out bad energy and hating on other people because they're doing well in life. Like, truly and sincerely, you don't know what those people have been through, how they had to rebuild themselves, rebrand themselves, come up with different ideas. They were the ones asking questions. They were the ones putting out good energy. They were the ones that were spending long nights in their store or spending long nights in the gym and doing all the things behind the scenes that now you're sitting here hating on them and praying on their downfall when really they defeated all the odds and now you don't even want to give them a pat on the back because you're mad that they came out on top. No, like, if you see somebody that's looking good, that is getting good results, be that person that is the first to congratulate them. Be that person that asks questions. Be that person that's telling them, great job. And not with the intent of anything to come back. But guess what? Like, when you're constantly putting that energy out, when you're constantly vibrating from a high frequency, the universe is going to reward you over time. But you've got to stay positive and lift other people up. People do need people, but guess what? At the end of the day, knocking somebody down and hating on somebody's downfall is not going to do nothing for you. It's going to lower your frequency and your vibration, and you're going to start attracting negative things. Everything that we operate from is of energy, so you need to get on the energy level of what you want and behave like what you already want. You have to kind of have that intention, the reason for what you do, the way you act and treating others, it is just for the goodness of those around you. Every intention carries a vibration with it, and you have to understand and know when you look yourself in the mirror at the end of the day, it's you versus you. Okay, like, somebody might be doing better than you. Somebody might be getting the bag, or their business might be up, or they might be seeing the results. But you have to understand, no, that's their journey. You're in your own field right now. You can learn from them. You can clap for them and all the things. But you are on your own wavelength doing your own deal right now. And you got to trust yourself and do what you can from where you're at with what you've got. And when it comes down to it, at the end of the day, when it's you versus you, you got to believe what you want to happen. You've got to act like it's already happening. You got to say, like, man, we're going to be up this amount this month, or I'm going to be this weight in 2 months. I wrote it down, because you're subconsciously going to be working towards that. The actions, the things that you're doing behind the scenes, everything that you're doing is going to get you into alignment with those results, even if it feels crazy. Like, okay, I'm going to be 135 pounds, or I'm going to be this in 2 months, or I'm going to see this with my business in 6 months, or I'm personally gonna hit 200 buckle cards by the end of the year, or I had in my manifestations, I said I was gonna hit 100 buckle cards by September 1st. Baby, I'm already at 115 right now. So my goals just got higher. Now I'm goaling myself for 240, and y'all are hearing that manifestation right here on the podcast. But even if it comes off delusional, whatever it is, when you can't act outside of what you believe to be true, like, you can't have any doubts, or your actions will reflect it. Your subconscious will sabotage you. Like, when you sit there and you say, like, oh, like, no, there's no way. Like, there's no way that I can get these results or anything like that. You're not going to be doing that extra work subconsciously because you're too busy sabotaging yourself. You won't do all the extra stuff. But in with the wrong mindset, you're either, if you do end up doing it, it's because you got quote unquote lucky, or if it does end up happening, you're not going to be fulfilled. Okay. You've got to have that mindset of like, okay, like I can make this happen. Like I can do this. And that takes time. That takes practice. That takes, you know, doing all these things for yourself behind the scenes of reading self-help, self-improvement books, or maybe getting with a mentor, a coach, a therapist, or doing yoga, or just lighting some candles and coming to center with yourself, or whatever it is that you need to do, speaking with a trusted person. But you've got to start speaking more life if you want to attract abundance and if you want to see those results, and you've got to stop comparing yourself to people. But at the end of the day, you got to understand and know that you've got to put your head on your pillow at the end of the night. It's always been you versus you, me versus me. And I really just wanted to share this podcast episode with y'all because this whole past 6 months that I've been MIA has been this battle with myself, this ongoing, like, man, I was feeling really, really down on business the first half of the year last year because we weren't where we were at one point. And it was very defeating. Like it really put me down there for a minute, but I had to look back and look myself in the mirror and think, okay, Mel, like what is one thing that you can control right now other than your energy and your attitude? It's your efforts. It's getting good at one thing. And so that's when we really focused as a team on development of the team with our in-store rewards card, our buckle card. And like I keep bringing it back up, but that was our saving grace. That was the seed that we planted that we didn't see happen overnight. That was the seed that we planted that we knew that eventually over time, us, you know, encouraging our guests to get the buckle cards and stuff like that, we would eventually start seeing that business come back to us. And it's not immediate, but it happens over time and it's a gradual. And last month we were up a good amount. This month we're already up a good amount, but we're seeing those guests that we had get the buckle card months ago or last year, they're coming back in, they're shopping more frequently, and that business is coming back to us, but it didn't happen overnight. And then we got team of the month, and it was the first month that we had grown the entire time that I've been at this store, and it was just such an amazing moment. And that's how I'm able to sit on this podcast with confidence, is sharing the things that worked for me to attract that abundance. When you think about you versus you, I had to, number one, speak life, the power of pause, the mind-mouth connection. I had to speak life no matter how down I was, no matter how I was looking at the numbers. I had to speak life. Like, okay, Mel, you got it. You got to stay up. You got to stay up because having a bad attitude is not going to change the results right now. You got to stay positive. You got to keep pouring into your people, keep pouring into yourself, and keep a good attitude and speaking these things out loud, affirming them out loud, saying these positive affirmations. I had to write down what I wanted to accomplish, even if it felt crazy, even if people thought I was delusional, even if the goal was so high. I wanted it to be unrealistic. I wanted it to feel like that because then I would land among something that was higher than a quote-unquote realistic goal. And then I also had to be surrounded by people these past 6 months that added positive energy into my life, the people that made me better, the people that were goal-oriented, the people that made me want to become better because they were hitting another level that I wanted to be like, the people that inspired me just by being who they are, and that filled up my cup when I couldn't even do it for myself. And the fourth thing is just I had to be proud of myself even if I didn't get that recognition. I had to be proud of myself even if the people around me, they might have saw the things that I was doing, or that, you know, me and my team were doing, and I didn't get that recognition. We didn't get that recognition, but we were able to give that to each other and to ourselves. And then we get team of the month, and then, you know, I've kept off my weight from 75 hard, and I don't even need that recognition anymore because I've found confidence within myself and with my team, and we're able to be that light for ourselves. And I had to just accept the fact that this longevity in this business that's coming back around, it didn't and doesn't happen overnight, and it's going to continue to not happen overnight. Like, we got to keep planting those seeds, and just because we see success and just because you see success, like you got to your weight goal or you got to where you want to be within your business, celebrate for a moment, but then you got to keep and you got to reset the goals, you got to reset the standard, you got to reset something, because then at that point you're just going to maintain, or you're not, or you're going to start losing that momentum because you got comfortable celebrating. No, we got to celebrate for a moment, but then keep the party bus moving and keep elevating yourself and taking yourself to another height and to another level. And then the last thing is just, I had to learn that the comparison had to stop. Everybody else that was on top, that was beating their gear, that was doing all this, that was doing bodybuilding shows and stuff like that, they weren't dealing with my circumstances. Everybody's circumstances look different. Everybody's market is different. Everybody's life that happens to them is different. You might have had the loss of a loved one, and I'm so sorry if that is something that you've gone through, and I'm sorry for your loss. Or maybe you just hit a point of anxiety or depression, and it was causing you to feel a certain kind of way. You lost momentum. You lost determination. You lost a lot of stuff that you once had. Like, everybody's outside factors are different, but what matters at the end of the day is you. It's you versus you. You got to stop the comparison shit. You got to stop looking at other people's success and being envious, because that's not where you're at. You got to focus on, okay, what can you do in the now with where you're at, with what you're doing? This is your life. These people, what they got going on has nothing to do with you. You got to focus on you and love you some you and understand and know, like, this is your journey, and no one is going to have the exact same journey as you. No one has been through the stuff that you've been through exactly. No one knows the stuff that you have to deal with behind the scenes that maybe set you back, or maybe there's something going on in your family. I don't know, whatever the case is, but stop being so damn hard on yourself and stop being so damn envious of other people's success, because that you don't know what they went through to get to where they're at, and they don't know what you went through to get to where you're at. So you got to, when your back's against the wall and you're fighting for your life, you got to keep going. When it gets hard, that means you got to go harder. When it gets hard, that means you got to stay 10 toes down, locked in, because that is where strength is built, is when you're being tested. Because when you're being tested the most, that means it is your time to elevate. Like, strength doesn't come from when everything is all flowers, rainbows, and all the things in between. No, strength is built when your back is against the wall and you're fighting for your life. You're fighting for your business. You're fighting for your family, whatever it looks like to you. You're fighting just to keep a smile on your face. But that's where strength is built, and you can't expect greatness to happen when you haven't even been through nothing and you haven't pulled yourself out of the mud. Don't let the weight of the world and the people in your life that aren't supporting you and the things that are happening to you stop making you a good person and stop you from shining your light and keeping a smile on your face and from loving on those people around you, because someone out there needs you. Your story is going to help somebody later down the line. Your story is going to inspire somebody. Your story is going to give somebody hope again. But we have to be committed to using our voice, whether it's one person or 1,000, or sitting on a podcast doing it, or on a TED Talk, or on a YouTube channel, or even just the person that you're working with next to you. It doesn't matter. Our purpose on this earth is to make an impact. We can't take none of this stuff with us. In 10 years from now, it's not going to matter about that pound that you lost. What matters is your story that helps you lose that pound. What matters is your testimony, is that mess that you turn into a message. Because again, we can't take none of this stuff with us. Our purpose is to make an impact. At the end of the day, people do need people. And that is what we are here on this earth to do, is to make an impact. And whatever that looks like for you, I'm proud of you. I'm proud of you for turning your pain into power. I'm sorry for anything that you've lost this year, but you know what I'm proud of? I'm proud of your resiliency and your ability to persevere through the chaos, through the adversity that was thrown your way. You kept one foot in front of another, and maybe you had a setback, but that setback was only designed to set you up for success. That was a part of your journey. That was a part of your testimony. So take this as your sign, is you're exactly where you're supposed to be right now. Everything that happens to you doesn't happen to you. It happens for you. It happens for you to keep going. Nobody's life is going to be perfect. Nothing is designed to be perfect, or whatever the case is. There's no such thing as perfect. Okay, failure is designed to teach you something. Every loss, it serves as a lesson. Every challenge that you go through is designed to make you more insightful. It's designed to help you become more strength and condition for more life to happen. And then something even 20 times even crazier happens to you. But guess what? You're built out of steel at this point in time. Like, there ain't nothing that the universe can throw at you and you ain't ready for, because you've been at war. You are already 10 toes down. You're plugged in. You're locked in. You're 10 times stronger than you were 2 years ago. And then you're going to be 10 times stronger than you were at this moment 2 years from now. But you can't keep thinking that this world is out to get you. It's you versus you. This nothing, nobody else, anybody has going on. It matters to do with you. Your story is your story. And you got to keep going and going hard for you and your family and your future family and the people around you, and being that light for people no matter what the world throws at you. So I just want to say, no matter what, I'm proud of you. I appreciate you for tapping in today. I'm definitely planning on being a little bit more consistent with Melevate and getting back on here. But this just felt like something I felt obligated to share right now, because I know that, you know, there's things going into this third quarter of the year. You know, it's about to be September, and then before you know it, it's going to be 2025. But look back on the past 8-9 months of this year. I don't know. I can't do math right now because I'm running my lips 90 miles an hour. But look back on the progress that you've made this year. If you're not where you want to be, the year ain't over yet. Okay, we are going in the third quarter. Okay, you still got time. You've got breath in your lungs. It ain't too late. It ain't over till it's over. So you got to remember and know, like, it's you versus you. How bad do you want it? What do you want to accomplish? What do you want to achieve by the end of the year? Write it down. Write down a tangible goal. Buy a deck of affirmation cards. Write some post-it notes. Put it on your mirror. Speak life to yourself. You can't attract positive things in abundance if you're constantly digging yourself into a deeper hole. So raise your frequency, love you some you, love on those around you, ask more questions, give credit where it's due, speak something when you see something beautiful in somebody, speak it. Be the person that people think of when they think of somebody that's kind, and leave your legacy as just being that light for others around you. If you need somebody to talk to, you already know the vibes. Melevate is always moving and grooving, but Melevate always wants to be there for you. So please reach out. I appreciate and love all of y'all. I'm proud of y'all. And I hope that these next couple weeks are absolutely gorgeous. You can reach out to me and share with me any goals that you might have, or if you need somebody to pray with you or to help you with anything that you've got going on. That's what I'm here to do. I might not know you, but I want to know you and I want to get to know you. So keep the smile on your face and keep looking yourself in the mirror and knowing that it's you versus you, and do it for yourself because you deserve that. I'm proud of you. I love you. I appreciate you. Nail check. Notebook check. I appreciate y'all tapping in. Thank you so much. I love y'all. Have a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. It's a great day to have a great day. Get up and go be great.